Georgia's 35-member Beijing Olympic team announced today that it may pull out of the games in China because of the fighting in South Ossetia. Meanwhile, the first day of the Olympic Games in Beijing was also marred by the stabbing of an American volleyball coach's relatives and two doping controversies. Emer McCarthy reports.
Katerina Emmons of the Czech Republic had the distinction of winning the first of 302 golds to be awarded before the games end on August 24th when she took the 10-meter air rifle on Saturday morning. China quickly got on the gold medal tally board when Chen Zijia won the women's 48-kilogram weightlifting and Pang Wei took the men's 10-meter air pistol. There were also two positive doping tests involving Beijing-bound track athletes. The Greek National Olympic Committee said 29-year-old sprinter Tassos Goussis, who competes in the 200 meters, tested positive for the steroid methylthrilinolone on Monday. Russian steeplechase runner Roman Usov was also pulled out of the games amid reports he failed a doping test conducted at the selection trials last month. In a separate incident Saturday, a knife-wielding Chinese man attacked two relatives of a coach for the U.S. Olympic men's volleyball team at a tourist site in the capital. The man then committed suicide by throwing himself from the second story of the site, the 13th century drum tower just 8 kilometers from the main Olympic site. There, in the so-called water cube, U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps began his quest for a record 8 Olympic gold medals when he broke his own Olympic record in qualifying for the 400-meter individual medley, guaranteeing a worldwide audience will be glued to their televisions for the final Sunday morning. I'm Emer McCarthy.